Getting ready for the weekend? Get your Friday quick fix now with Stephen Michael and Sunny Hollywood Pooney on the Growing Up Rock podcast.
Hello people, Hollywood here with another Friday Quick Fix. Today we're going to do a concert review. Since Steven and I live in different states, thank God, because we'd probably kill each other if we had to see each other all the time, we normally don't get to go to concerts together. So the Friday Quick Fix concert reviews gives us an opportunity to individually share our experiences at live venues. Today I'm going to share my experience with the Zach Williams Toby Mac show that I had the pleasure of attending on November 4th, 2023 at a venue called the Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky. Right now you're probably thinking, Zach Williams? Toby Mac? Who is that? Sounds like a kiddie Nickelodeon show. Well, if you don't know anything about Zach Williams or Toby Mac, they are contemporary Christian artists that have been around a while now. The music is part pop, part country, part hip-hop, part rock, but it's all catchy and super memorable. I was introduced to both bands by my beautiful and amazing wife, Nicole. When it comes to music, we don't have a ton in common, but she tolerates my music at times and even goes to some concerts with me, for example, the Winery Dogs, Buck Cherry, she's even seen Kiss once, etc., etc., etc. So when she told me about Zach Williams and Toby Mac a year or two ago, I figured I'd give him a chance. Man, am I glad I did. Again, danceable music, catchy harmonies, and feel-good music, and I don't have a problem with the faith-based lyrics. Hell, I listened to Striper for Christ's sake. Get it? Hell. Christ.
That's funny, I don't care who you are. All right, that's a good joke, right?
Anyways, we had seen Toby Mac a few months earlier and enjoyed the show a ton, and we were looking forward to having another opportunity to see him. And Nicole found this gig they were playing in Louisville in November, so off we went.
Growing Up Rock is a proud member of the Pantheon Network. Pantheon is the place for music lovers. Check us out, along with many other great music podcasts, on the Pantheon Podcast Network.
The Yum Center is a pretty cool venue in downtown Louisville. It's pretty easy to get in and out, since there's parking garages all around the venue. The feeling around the Yum Center is very much like a mini downtown Nashville. Bunch of bars, bunch of restaurants, you can roam a couple of the streets, get hammered if you want, hear live music through the windows as you walk by, that kind of stuff. Yum Center is really a sports facility, though, on most nights, especially for college basketball and volleyball, and when they host concerts with a traditional end-type stage, the facility can hold about 17,000 people. The night we went, the place was sold out and absolutely packed. The facility is only 13 years old, so it's in great shape, has some great food, by the way, and we partook in some of the food offerings. And I'm a huge fan of a show that starts on time, and Zach Williams hit the stage at 7 p.m. sharp, as the ticket stated. Now, Zach has a bit of country in him for sure, and these type of bands usually have quite a few people on stage with them. Zach had 9 people, including himself, on electric and acoustic guitar, a drummer, a bass player, a keyboardist slash pianist, 1 additional rhythm lead guitar player, 1 backup female singer, a banjo player, a saxophonist, and a trumpeter? Is that how you say it? Trumpeter? I'm not even sure. Also, these types of bands have talented musicians normally, so they pick up a variety of instruments during the set, like violins and harmonicas and that kind of stuff. So the sound is pretty eclectic at times. So Zach goes through a set that included these fan favorites: Big Tent Revival, Old Church Choir, and Rescue Story. Here's a snippet of the studio version of Big Tent Revival so you get an idea of what Zach Williams' music sounds like.
When that choir starts singing, then that chorus rises out. Preacher, preacher, setting souls on fire. All day through the night, we're gonna get back to the Bible. Anybody lost when we get saved, get found, come down the Big Tent Revival. And it don't matter if it takes all week. Fire from heaven falling down like a ray. And nobody here walking out the same. Signs and wonders, trumpets sound. And we're riding out on a glory cloud. Get out of your seats and on your feet. We're
a couple of more noticeable things while Zach Williams was on stage was, one, they did an outstanding job of using the video screens to play the videos that coincided with the songs and had all the lyrics within the videos. But not just like some sort of weird like lyric video on YouTube. They had it on like signs, on benches, in the clouds. So that way, if you don't know all the music and lyrics, you can still kind of follow along with the message and also enjoy the music along with it. And two, before introducing the next song in the set, Zach asked everyone to use their flashlights on their phones and light the place up. And you would not believe the amount of folks that actually complied. I'd have to ballpark it at 75%. Even if Gene Simmons asked for that at a Kiss show, you wouldn't get 75%. You'd probably get a high percentage of middle fingers instead. But the whole lighting up the venue was really awesome to see.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has three pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out, because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, three customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Zach Williams plays for about 40 minutes, a quick stage setup change, some announcements, basically giving some people time to get food and drinks, and then here comes Toby Mac promptly at 8:30 p.m. Right out of the gate, songs 1 and 2 were Help Is On The Way and Everything, which is my two favorite Toby Mac songs. How often does that happen? And I'll tell you, yeah, it's faith-based music, but the energy on the stage at a Toby Mac show is amazing. There is singing, dancing, marching, and all-around fun, and the band members are incredible, but I have to share with you one band member that stood out to me, who is the female vocalist that sings mainly backing vocals, but sometimes does co-leads with Toby, and her name is Tyrion Bass. I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, but the way you spell it is T-E-R-R-I-A-N, and the last name is B-A-S-S. She has some serious pipes. And Toby isn't getting any younger, so to have somebody with that kind of talent helping you out each night has to be important. If you've never heard Toby Mac's music, here's a snippet of the studio version of Help Is On The Way so you get an idea of what Toby Mac sounds like.
Sometimes it's days,
Sometimes it's years, some face a lifetime of falling tears. But he's in the darkness, he's in the cold. Just like the morning, he always shows. It may be midnight or midday, it's never early.
Toby continued on with his set, singing some fan favorites, including Love Broke Through, Move, Keep Walking, Faithfully, not the Journey cover, Lose My Soul, The Goodness, Till the Day I Die, I Just Need You, Promised Land, and Feel It. Toby was completely engaged with the audience, high-fiving and taking people's phones and taking selfies, really cool stuff to see. When it came to doing the song Cornerstone, where Toby partnered with Zach Williams on the recording, since Zach was there, he joined Toby on stage, which the audience completely ate up. Then at the end of Toby's show, you got confetti streamers a la what Kiss does at the end of their shows.
Hey, I'm Alan Hunter. You're listening on the Pantheon Network.
So Toby Mac finishes up, and Nicole and I noticed that he only played about 50 minutes. We're like, wait a second. Toby wasn't the headliner? There was another band on the ticket that I had never heard of, but we both figured that Toby Mac was headlining. Why would you let the support act do streamers and confetti if they're not the headliner? Anyway, come to find out, there was a headliner. I will not be sharing the name of that band because, honestly, they were very boring to me. Nicole and I had decided that we would give this band 5 songs to impress us, hoping that if you have Toby Mac in support, that you would be a better band than Toby Mac. 4 songs in, we bolted. I should have known better, because when the band hit the stage, the lead singer was wearing an ELO shirt, and I'm like, oh no, I'm sure these guys aren't going to be very engaging. And what do you know? I was right!
Please make sure you hit that follow button to subscribe to Growing Up Rock Podcast so you don't miss an episode.
In closing, I have messages for a few folks that we encountered at the venue during this amazing show. To the idiot dad that was 2 rows in front of us, I call you an idiot because you are completely unaware of your surroundings. You had your 5-year-old daughter on your shoulders during the show. Yo, dummy, we are behind you on the floor and we cannot see. Do you realize that other people want to see the show too? I realize that it's not love and kindness to say this, but sir, you are a dumbass. To the bonehead usher dude, you have one job. When people show you their tickets, your job is to get them to their seats. You completely sent us to the opposite side of where our seats were. How do you not know where floor section 3 is? You just sent us to section 4. I, as a patron of the venue, should not know the seating chart better than you do. Another dumbass. To the security person behind us, dude, get an earpiece. We don't need to hear your walkie throughout the show going. I partially blame the venue for this too. We paid money to hear the artist, not your stupid walkie-talkie. To the 3 idiot volunteers near us. Why am I calling volunteers idiots, you say? Because while Toby was on stage talking about his feelings about losing one of his kids at an early age that inspired him to write a specific song, these 3 were having a full-on conversation about their worthless lives. Toby is on stage pouring his heart out. Maybe the conversation between these 3 regarding how hard it is to set up the bowling pins at their quote-unquote real job, maybe it can wait? What idiots. And finally, for the not-to-be-named headliner, if you ain't going to be better than Toby Mac, then either don't let him be support, or maybe better yet, let him headline. Toby and Zach blew you 5 guys off the stage. Sorry to say it, but it's true. Well, that's it. Another Friday quick fix in the books. I'm going to shuffle, rattle, and roll us out of here with a live clip from the show. Later.
Thanks for listening. You got your fix. Now, let's shuffle, rattle, and roll into the weekend.
All day, all day. No matter where I go, I know you're mine.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.